If the season started tomorrow, would the Red Sox, as they are right now, be a playoff team? What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Red Seat Radio. My name is Corbin. In today's video, we're breaking down this current Red Sox roster, and we're talking about if the season were to start January 5th, would they be a legitimate playoff team, and what they would still need to do, if not, to get themselves to that point. Thank you all very much for clicking on this one. Let's get into it. So I think the real answer to this question is we just simply don't know yet, right? I think that's going to be a lot of people's comments in this comment section. There could be additions, there could be subtractions, there could be injuries before the season happens. We don't know what this roster is going to shape up to look like until, I think, opening day, right? 2025. But I wanted to use this video as kind of a heat check. The Red Sox promised some really big things coming into this offseason. So far, they haven't delivered monetarily, but at the end of the day, what matters for Red Sox fans are wins, right? They want to be a playoff team. Are they currently a playoff team? And I think the best way to do that is to break down each segment of this organization right now, starting with the starting pitching, which, in my opinion, is absolutely the best thing the Red Sox have done this offseason. I think that's sort of an undeniable truth. The Red Sox have greatly improved the potential of their rotation. They got Garrett Crochet, who is one of the best pitchers in baseball, at least stuff-wise, right? We don't know how that's going to play out over a full season yet, but stuff-wise, he's fantastic. Right now, he's the second favorite for Cy Young in the AL. This is a dude who could very well be the front line of this rotation. They got Walker Buehler, who, yes, is coming off of a bad year, but he was learning how to pitch again. We saw what happened after Chris Sale learned how to pitch when he went to Atlanta after rehabbing for a couple of years here in Boston. So that potential is really high as well. Plus, he's a very experienced playoff pitcher and experienced pitcher in general. Giolito's coming back, who is healthy. He is going to be, in my opinion, a better version of Nick Pivetta. You added Patrick Sandoval, who the Red Sox hope can actually improve this rotation towards the All-Star break, which would be fantastic when it comes to fatigue. You've got a more experienced Tanner Houck, which is always great. Brian Bayo, who figured his stuff out towards the end of the year last year, and Cutter Crawford. I think undeniably, this rotation at its peak is a very, very dominant rotation, a playoff rotation. I think if everything goes right for the Red Sox, even if most things go right for the Red Sox in this rotation, this is a legitimate contending rotation. This is one of the best rotations in the AL at the bare minimum. Again, if everything goes right, and I think that's the big fear with this rotation. There are a lot of mystery outcomes with the guys in here. We don't know what Crochet looks like over a full season. We don't know what Walker Buehler looks like fully healthy yet. We don't know what Lucas Giolito looks like fully healthy. We don't know if Patrick Sandoval is even going to be an input for this rotation at some point this year. However, there are going to be question marks with every rotation in Major League Baseball. You're going to have to take risks with where pitchers are at just simply on the surface throughout Major League Baseball. So I'm okay with where this rotation's at. I think I'm happy with where this rotation's at. They've got depth. They've got star power. I think they could be a really potent, legitimate playoff rotation. The bullpen is another conversation because they did make some solid additions to this bullpen. Chapman, despite hating the person, statistically is a solid pickup for the Red Sox. Justin Wilson, I think, has been talked about more than Chapman amongst either Craig Breslow or Alex Cora this offseason. They really like what he can do, but outside of that, you are getting some other additions. Garrett Whitlock's going to be healthy. We know he's going to be in this bullpen, which is fantastic. You are getting a healthy Justin Slayton, which is awesome, right? He was great last year. Liam Hendricks is getting healthy, who has the ceiling of a legitimate all-star closer. A healthy Michael Fulmer, potentially. Maybe Chris Murphy's getting healthy and should be ready to go for this season as well. So you are getting some additions to the bullpen that could improve it outside of just what you brought in free agency or trade or whatever. My problem with this bullpen right now isn't so much the ceiling that it has. I think there's a lot of talent in this bullpen for the Red Sox. My problem with it, and I think a lot of people's problem with it, is this is way more mysterious than your rotation is, because you are essentially relying on everybody but Aroldis Chapman and maybe Justin Slayton to be a solidified piece that we don't really know what they're going to look like. Garrett Whitlock hasn't really been a full-time bullpen piece in a couple of years. He hasn't really been healthy in a couple of years. Liam Hendricks, similar situation, right? He hasn't been healthy. Justin Slayton still green. So is Zach Penrod and Luis Guerrero, other pieces that could be mainstays in this bullpen. I think guys like Greg Weiser coming into their second year are more solidified, but it really feels like this is a giant wave of outcomes for this bullpen. They could very well be better. I think they're more talented this year than they were last year, but they also could very well be a gigantic problem once again if everything kind of goes wrong, or if really anything goes wrong. And I think the biggest problem the Red Sox have in this bullpen right now is who's going to be in that eighth, ninth inning role. Chapman's your lefty, but you don't really have a true closer right now that you know is going to be able to give you what Liam Hendricks can give you, right? Liam Hendricks could very well be the best closer the Red Sox could possibly get. We just don't know. I think the best thing for the Red Sox bullpen right now is going out and getting another high leverage arm. You go out and you get a right-handed Jeff Hoffman who's proven he could be consistent over the last couple of years. That's a dude who totally transforms the outcome of this bullpen right now. In my opinion, this is the most nervous about any part of this team I am. So I don't know how confident I am that this is a playoff bullpen. This is a gigantic wait and see, and that makes me really, really nervous. One more addition in here, I think the Red Sox look a whole lot better. And finally, you've got the position player side of things. And honestly, I'm not as worried about the position player side of thing as I think a lot of other people are, and I'll tell you exactly why. I think coming into 2025, the only thing we can do is not predict injuries, right? You can't sit there and say it's a guarantee that Trevor Story's going to miss another 80 games. It's a guarantee that Tristan Casas is only going to play 80 games this year, right? You can't do that because it's simply not going, because it simply hasn't happened yet. That's using a crystal ball, right? But right now, if the season were to start today, which is really the only thing we can do, I think this lineup's in a really good place. You've got a confident Jaron Duran, which I think is going to be massively important. You've got a healthy Rafael Devers. You've got a healthy Trevor Story, Tristan Casas, Masataki Yoshida, Vaughn Grissom, right? You're adding in essentially five new players into this lineup. By the end of the year in 2024, Devers was essentially a shell of himself. Story was still battling his way back. Casas was still battling his way back. Masa was trying to figure out if he needs surgery. Grissom was just trying to get back to the major league club. This is a completely different conversation at this point. And with the talent this lineup has in general, despite the fact that they don't have any other $300 million players outside of Rafi, is a top 10 OPS in baseball. They were a top 10 OPS last year. They were a top 10 OPS the year before. I have faith that without any additions to this team outside of guys getting healthy, that they are going to be a top 10 OPS this year. And that doesn't even include the possibility of guys like Anthony and Campbell coming up and being a burst of life to this lineup as well. And I also want to throw in Narvaez in here as well. It's a guy that not a lot of people are talking about. It's a guy that Craig Breslow thinks is going to be our backup catcher this year. Really great defensively. Offensively, there are definitely some holes, but he brings a pretty decent amount of pop to the plate. I think he's someone to watch in terms of sort of how they impact this lineup. A lot of people are scared about the fact that you're losing a lot of home runs from Tyler O'Neill, but again, if the season started today, I think those home runs get made up by a healthy Trevor Story, a healthy Tristan Casas, and I think it's made up and then some, so I'm not too worried about the lack of home run potential from this lineup. I think the lineup's in a solid place. I just don't think it's in the best place it could possibly be. And it's for two separate reasons. One, you just simply have to make the assumption here that everyone's going to stay healthy. And that's a really gigantic assumption you are going to have to make coming into the season, considering the Red Sox lineup really hasn't been, especially with these casts of characters, healthy over the last couple of years. And the second thing you have to rely on here are guys who are really new still to Major League Baseball making a legitimate impact impact out of the gate. You're going to have to rely on Vaughn Grissom being a legitimate impact player. He's still incredibly young and doesn't have a lot of experience. You're going to have to rely on a boost from Christian Campbell and Roman Anthony, and I think that's a lot to put on two guys who have never faced major league pitching. I don't really know where this lineup shapes up. I think they are a competitive lineup. I think they are a legitimate lineup. I don't know if it's a legitimate division contending lineup just yet, because we are dealing with a whole lot of ifs, and my fear is contending teams try to mitigate those ifs. They try to get, regardless of how it plays out over the next few years, right now if they are trying to compete, they are trying to create as little amount of ifs as humanly possible, and the Red Sox have two pretty gigantic ones with their lineup. So Corbin, we broke all this down. What does this mean for whether or not the Red Sox are a playoff team? So after breaking this down totally on paper, because that's all we can do right now, right? We can only talk about what it looks like today on paper, not what it could look like in 3 months, just what it looks like today. I think they are ultimately a better team on paper than what they were at the end of 2024. I don't know if it's a significant improvement, but it's definitely a noticeable one. I think right now the range of outcomes for this Red Sox team are pretty wide. I think their ceiling kind of would be in that 88 win range, and I think that's a really, really solid win total. I think the Red Sox did do a pretty significant amount to improve this team on the pitching side of things. I don't know if it's enough to really make them a division contender, though, because taking a look at the Yankees, that 88 win total probably isn't going to be enough to compete with them, right? You're probably going to see predictions of Yankees winning 90, 94 games this year, and I just don't think the Red Sox are in that realm just yet. But does that mean they're not a playoff team? No, right? There are obviously other avenues into a wild card race, and I think looking at that division you're in right now got worse outside of the Yankees, right? The Orioles lost Corbin Burns. They haven't done anything to supplement that. They lost Kyle Bradish for the year. I don't think they're doing anything to supplement that. The Rays, I think, got worse, right? They've done nothing. The Blue Jays have done absolutely nothing. They were not a good team last year either. I think you pretty clearly can see the path to the Red Sox being the second best team in the AL East. In terms of the AL as a whole here, I think 86 to 88 wins may be enough to get you into a postseason, right? The Seattle Mariners haven't really done anything. Kansas City Royals haven't really done anything. The Tigers haven't really done anything. The Twins haven't done anything. And those were sort of your competition outside of the AL East. So yes, I think at the end of the day, right now, if the season started today, the Red Sox would have a good chance of making the wild card. My problem with this is I don't want this team to just be a team that sneaks into a postseason and hey, we'll see what happens when they get there, right? That's not what we were promised as fans coming into this offseason. What we were promised as fans is a legitimate contender, a team that could go toe-to-toe with the New York Yankees, and right now, I just don't think they're there yet. I think they're kind of close, actually, but they're relying on a lot of improvements from young players who haven't really had the true experience in Major League Baseball just yet. I think they're a couple of pieces away. If the Red Sox, over the next month or so, add in a right-handed bullpen option, a legitimate, consistent right-handed bullpen option, and get themselves a veteran, experienced bat, regardless of who that blocks in this lineup, I think they are in a legitimate category to have a conversation about whether or not they can compete with the New York Yankees for this division. Because if you add in a bullpen arm and a bat, maybe that's a four-win player and a one-win player. I don't know. Bullpen pieces don't really gather a ton of war overall. All of a sudden, you're talking about a potential team that looks like it could win 92, 93 games. And that right there is what the Red Sox should be aiming for. Not this 86, 84, 88 type win category that sneaks them into a postseason. So they have done a good job, in my opinion, of putting themselves in a position to make the playoffs. But I don't think they've done a great job. And I think they can still do a great job in putting themselves in a position to win this division. So answering the question overall, yes, I think if the season started right now, the Red Sox would make the playoffs. No, I don't think it's enough for a team like the Red Sox. I think they need to continue to improve, and I honestly think they will continue to improve. I don't think the moves are done just yet. Heat check-wise, I think they're warm. I don't think they're hot just yet, but that's just my opinion. So let me know in the comment section down below, what do you guys think? If the season were to start today on paper, are the Red Sox a playoff team? And what do you think they need to do to improve to really solidify that position? Let me know all your thoughts in the comment section down below. As always, if you made it to the end of this video, do me a favor. Make sure you guys have hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. If you're new here, we talk Red Sox content almost every single day. Also, make sure you guys have hit the like button on this video as well. It just simply helps out a ton. It's the best way to let me know you're enjoying the content. Don't forget, if you want to listen instead of watch these episodes, all you got to do is head over to your favorite podcasting app and look up Red Seat Radio. Thank you all very much for clicking on this one, and I will see you in the Red Seats.